Hey, I'm Dr. Z and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. And back to work you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome.
What's up? Everybody out there, and especially what's up to our friends out there in Cali, Heidi and Frank. What's going on, y'all?
What's up,
Hello.
Atlanta?
What up, guys?
All right, now here's what's stirring in the pot for you this day, all right? The stars are never going to learn. We're going to tell you which pop star might have just gotten a tattoo of his girlfriend's eyes and which TV star just fell for a former Bachelor contestant. Mm. But before we get all that cooking, we got to send a big shout out to Kim and Kanye.
Okay.
Because there's a new West in the world.
Nice.
Okay.
But most importantly, we got to say what's up to their surrogate, because that was the one who did all the hard work.
Congratulations.
Yeah. They gave birth to a baby girl this morning, so the family gets bigger. Another Kardashian West in the building.
Congrats.
I can't wait to find out what the name's going to be.
I know, right?
We got Saint, we got North.
No, like a spiritual name, like Nebuchadnezzar. Or Deuteronomy West.
All right, well, moving on. Victoria Beckham unveiled designs from her spring and summer 2018 eyewear collection, and people are pissed.
Oh, why? The glasses are that ugly?
I don't even think anybody's paying attention to the glasses, okay?
Really?
Now, the model feature in Victoria's campaign is extremely thin, and once again, people are accusing Victoria of promoting an unhealthy body image.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, but there are people who look like that.
Well, Piers Morgan said the image made him physically sick and will have a damaging effect on impressionable young girls. Another journalist added her young daughter is heavier than her models.
Can't you be thin? I mean, this is reverse body shaming.
Yeah.
Right.
To say, ew, it's gross, and all of you are doing it. If it was a overweight model who happened to be obese, which also is an unhealthy way to live, nobody could say anything. But you get a skinny person here who might just have a tapeworm or something she can't help. And everyone's like, oh no, can't do that.
I remember Popeye and Brutus used to fight over a girl who was built this
same.
Y'all, Tiffany Haddish's frugal ways are making her rich. Mm. Yes, Lord. Last summer while promoting Girls Trip, Tiffany told Jimmy Kimmel the hilarious story of how she took Will and Jada Pinkett Smith on a swamp tour that she bought off Groupon.
So you pull up, and there's the white people in the
swamp. There's a lot of white people on the swamp, and it's a Cajun swamp tour. And Jada's looking, and she goes, Tiffany, what is going on here? Why is there so many people? And I said, Jada, they probably all got Groupons. And she said, Tiffany, what the is a Groupon?
Oh, wow. She didn't know,
And I said, Jada, what do you think a Groupon is? She said, I thought it meant you had a boat that you could take a group of people on.
Well, that story was so memorable that Groupon offered her a gig as their new spokesperson, and she'll also be doing the Super Bowl ad with them. That is awesome.
Oh, sure is.
Damn.
That sold the hell out of Groupon, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes.
It really did.
And she is so funny.
But isn't it like some people are so rich they have no idea what Groupon is?
I mean, is it a group of people together?
That is so rich.
Portia.
As soon as he said it, you were like, but what is that?
No, I didn't like, oh my God, like mean it like that.
It's time for tattoo
or tattoo.
My favorite segment of the show. So glad the producers gave it to me.
You love it.
Gigi Hadid posted a boomerang of Zayn with his shirt open, and Twitter noticed a new tattoo on his chest and what looks like Gigi's eyes. Now, it hasn't been confirmed that it is Gigi's eyes, but you really can't deny the resemblance when you put them side by side.
Right.
Back when he was engaged to Little Mix's Perry Edwards, he got a tattoo of her face on his arm, which he had to cover up once he started dating Gigi.
Don't you think you've learned that lesson? Like, no, I'm not going to do that again. I mean, I'm just not going to do that.
Well, it's just her eyes. It could just be anybody.
On his chin. No, but...
Maybe he's a Billy Idol fan.
No, but if you even have your eyes and he does leave her and they end up with some... He ends up with somebody else now every time he's on top of another girl. She's got another woman's eyes.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? She probably picked that placement. This is what I know is her eyes. She's like, no, put them right here.
Right here.
Because this is about where my face is when you're about in that position.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you guys feel if you start dating somebody that had an ex tattoo on them?
That's got to go.
If it's on his back, I don't think I would mind because, I mean, I'm never back there.
I will get a tattoo of Porsche's ex if they send me a picture of him.
You'd be better off getting a tattoo of the X-Men.
Well, we've got our very own Smasher. This one... I don't understand. Okay, January Jones. We all know January Jones.
I can understand smashing that.
Right? Do you understand January Jones smashing Bachelor's Nick Vile?
Oh.
So he goes on the James Corden show, and January Jones is on that same night, so they meet each other that night.
My God, this guy's got game.
The thing that's saving him from looking weird is that January Jones is admittedly a huge Bachelor fan.
Portia, would you ever date a guy who only knows you from Housewives?
I wouldn't mind because Housewife shows my real life. So, like, he knows that I've been married. He knows, like, my ups and downs.
What about a guy who only knows you from music?
I'll take him, too. That's my fan. That's my fan. Come on, Flatline fan. Yes,
Flatline is that?
Got me number three. Yes. Because Flatline was number three on the charts.
Boom.
Okay. Remember that.
Well, as you know, the big story last week was the enormous pay gap between Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams for All the Money in the World reshoots. Well, after the sexual assault accusations came pouring in about Kevin Spacey and they decided to replace him with Christopher Plummer, Michelle basically agreed to do it for free, or roughly $1,000, while Mark Wahlberg was able to negotiate $1.5 million.
Which is right.
Why is anybody mad at Mark Wahlberg?
I ain't mad at him at all.
Nobody should be mad at Mark.
Well, there was a lot of backlash, and Mark has responded. He said, over the last few days, my reshoot fee for All the Money in the World has become an important topic of conversation. I 100% support the fight for fair pay, and I'm donating the $1.5 million to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund in Michelle Williams' name. On top of that, the William Morris Agency reps both Mark and Michelle, threw in an extra $500,000.
Why?
That is wonderful.
It is great.
But my question here is, did Michelle donate her $1,000?
That's what he needed to do to rectify the situation, but thank you, Mark.
I'm sure we're going to find out in 6 months he got paid $1.5 million to do that.
Okay. Yeah, right, exactly.
He negotiated his charity fee.
Right? Y'all think Michelle's like, wait a minute, you could have just gave me that $1.5 million.
Okay. Hello?
What I actually wanted. You know how people fight for you and they fight for the wrong thing? She's like, but wait a minute, I wanted that
money. Donate it in my name. Put it in my bank account.
Give it to Michelle
Williams. Give it to
go
me.
Go fund me. Well, speaking of the Time's Up movement, Sharon Stone was one of the many people who wore black at the Golden Globes and let everybody know it's time's up.
Hello.
Yes. And she just sat down with CBS Sunday Morning and was asked if she had ever had to deal with sexual harassment in Hollywood.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how to ask this in a delicate way, but were you ever in a position like that where you felt that you were uncomfortable? You're laughing, but I don't know. I don't know if that's a nervous laugh or are you kidding me? Of course I was. Laugh.
I've been in this business for 40 years, Lee. Can you imagine the business I stepped into 40 years ago?
Oh, well, that's why I asked.
Looking like I look from nowhere, Pennsylvania. I didn't come here with any protection. I've seen it all.
You could tell by that maniacal laugh.
Yeah.
That she's probably seen what hell looks like and can describe it in detail.
40 years ago, a young Sharon Stone. Yeah. I mean, and she's almost looking at him like, you're such a
Well, she probably laughing like that because she showed it to him. Remember, she opened her leg.
She did.
She showed it to him, and then they wanted it after that.
Yeah, she sexually assaulted all of us when she did that, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I didn't ask to see that under that white skirt.
Right.
You realize how many people sexually harass themselves after seeing that?
You recognize how many pause buttons were on?
Right.
Three times I sexually harassed the remote when I went back and freeze frame and frame by frame on that.
I didn't even see it till I was about 30.
We were stressing them VHS tapes out.
Oh, my God.
Coming up after the break, Bruce Willis gets in touch with his feminine side, and it's adorable. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
The Australian Open is underway, and the defending champion Roger Federer just had a straight sets victory against Alias Benene. And after the match, John McEnroe introduced Will Ferrell, who came to interview Roger. And listen, Ron Burgundy was in full effect.
It's great to be here with two tennis legends, Roger Federer and John McIntosh. Roger, I know how much this crowd means to you. They're an amazing crowd. But does it get annoying when they just scream, "Come on, Roger!" "Come on, Roger!" over and over again?
They remind me of my name. It's good. At an older age, you can start forgetting your own name sometimes. It's great.
That man is a fool.
Ain't he crazy?
He is.
That was so nice of him to come out, though, and surprise the whole crowd.
But Roger didn't seem too playful. I mean, what was the point of
it? He didn't seem enthused at all.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that Gary?
Of course it's me, Miss Woman.
I just looked at him.
What? It's who
Y'all like his hair is jet black today?
Yeah,
it is. Like, but remember, he said he don't dye his.
Though. I know. I'm looking. I literally just looked
at
you.
My hair is not dyed.
And I was like, am I looking at a younger Gary? Like, you look so much younger with that black hair.
Anyway, let's go.
MC Hammer, honey. Get into it.
Too legit the dish.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey.
Nailed it. Yes, honey. Well, Bruce Willis literally just nailed fatherhood. Now, Bruce's wife, little Miss Emma, posted on Instagram a photo of Bruce sitting patiently while his 5.5-year-old daughter, little Mabel Ray, diligently decorated his fingernails with stickers.
Aww. At least it's stickers. I do know some little girls who will put real polish on your nails.
Yeah.
Because you could tolerate that as a dude, the actual nail polish, not so much.
Right. All day.
But I'm glad he did it, because most men are so manly man. But that's nice, and little Miss Mabel Ray.
Right.
But is this something new? Because it looks like she has a pen and putting the stickers on. So you don't just put the stickers on?
That's what you pick it up with. Like, when you put stones on, they use a little thing that's like a pen.
Yeah.
Because you can't pick it up because your finger's so big or whatever. Oh. So you just stick to it.
I thought something for the little rich children, because I know little kids.
Well, she is rich with this whole set. Okay?
Right.
Because we would be using the stars that your teacher put on your paper.
Right.
All right, you guys, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral!
Well, a young lady by the name of Praise Kirkwood recently shared a video on Twitter of her mother unveiling her new look and her dad's reaction. It has gone viral. Praise wrote, "So after 20 years of growing dreads, my mom wanted to cut off her hair. She wasn't sure how my dad would react, though, but this is how he did."
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you are so hot. Man. Ooh, that is so fine. Oh my God, you look like a Hollywood star. You look great. Awesome.
Ooh,
boy, I can't believe it.
Aw, that was so sweet.
It was beyond sweet, but Brad.
What?
I'm just sorry. I'm going to keep it real.
Oh, Gary. What?
She lucky she was married to a black man.
She lucky she wasn't.
Yes.
They like our natural hair, too.
He would still love her and react like that, Gary. Don't do that.
He handled that well.
You think so?
That's he sure damn did.
Nah. I feel like he was happy because he got tired of wrestling with them dreads at
yes,
night.
Yes, he can't run his fingers through them things or
no,
nothing.
No, I'm saying you wrestling with them because you know at night with now with these, you got to toss them this
they
way,
the,
toss
yes,
them that way.
They get
he
in
probably
the
like, thank God I'm going to have some sleep tonight. Well, anyway, y'all, Praise also shared photos of her mom's hair before her transformation, and her mom tweeted out photos of her new look writing, I am not my hair, hashtag freedom, hashtag big chop, hashtag guilt free.
And I bet they gave her even more confidence than he liked it, because if he didn't like it.
Yes, and she was just glowing bad. As he talked about it. She was like, oh.
Yeah, she'd have been hitting up Go Naked for a lace front.
All right, coming up, we're going to get your ass culture.
Oh.
There's a new app that's all the craze, and we're going to get in on all the fun next. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Well, you may have seen some random-ass artwork on your timeline this weekend because of the new Google Culture and Arts app that went viral.
Thank you for explaining this.
Okay, because
yes.
I was wondering why I was seeing a whole bunch of art. Anyway, you take a selfie with the app, and then it instantly matches you with a piece of artwork that looks like you. The goal is that you learn more about the art and the artist and become more cultured. Mm. Tons of celebrities were posting theirs all weekend, so you know we had to give it a try. Here's Portia called Alma Sewing by Francis Chris.
Oh,
you know, that's pretty close.
Yes,
it is.
Like
yeah.
They kind of crushed it. That nose is on point.
The nose, the lips. That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
I'm reincarnated.
Okay.
That's me.
Y'all want to know why I'm so young, honey?
Well, here's mine, Under a Palm Tree by Winslow Homer.
Oh, okay. Brett, it got your eyes. It got your lips. Kind of got you, Brad.
Okay, girl.
Well, here's Gary's Hoof van Eens Wort Jongonman.
Wow.
Is that baby Gary?
It's the eyes that sell it.
And the lips are even perched on the...
The match too, though.
The lips are perched on the picture like this.
Yeah.
Still got the Gary look.
And he got on a hat with a feather. That's perfect.
Honey, fabulous. Perfect for you, darling. And here's Headcracks from the Kenyan National Archive.
Oh, Headcracks.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed because I was thinking I was going to get, like, you know, Van Gogh with his ear cut off and the bandage and the beard. But yeah.
They found
a bald head lady with an earring.
They got to tell her hairline.
I think she was in Arrested Development.
All
right, so check this out. I know everybody in this room is going to love this next deal because we're always traveling. So
yes.
It's the Biagi Microfold Luggage as seen on Shark Tank.
Wow, that is really cool.
And you got some options, people.
Okay.
You got your choice of the 27-inch zip sack or the Hangaroo Satchel. Now, both bags fold into the easy-to-store small pouches that can be stored in a drawer or the shelf or under your bed, wherever you want to put it. And the zip sack expands into a full-size suitcase with 360-degree spinets, and the Hangaroo is a garment bag that converts into a satchel, keeping your clothes fresh and wrinkle-free.
Really?
Hmm. How much is this head crack?
Now, these bags can be seen as high as $70 or $80, but for you guys, you can get the zip sack for $35 and the Hangaroo satchel for $39.
What? Okay.
Oh, now that's an insane deal.
Oh, it's a sweet deal with a pill. Just head over to MorningSave.com to pick up one or both.
Coming up, one of the stars of Stranger Things just did one of the coolest things for one lucky high school student. We'll tell you what after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So David Harbour, he plays Chief Jim Hopper on Stranger Things, and he did the coolest thing ever for a fan. So back in October, this girl named Damaris, she tweeted, "How many retweets for you to take my senior photos with me?" David wrote back, 25,000, plus I get to wear your school sweatshirt and hold a trombone. Did she reach that number of tweets?
I'm guessing she did, or we wouldn't be talking about
it. You're right. He's good at this. Well, Damaris got over 30,000 tweets, and David sure made good on his word. Both Damaris and David just posted her awesome senior photos.
That is great.
I mean, I like him anyway, but I like him even more now that he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Back in the day, getting your senior pictures taken was a serious event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a big deal. This is kind of just like, oh, big, you know, who cares? Let's just have fun with it. I mean, if I were to do this, I had the same idea in 1988.
Uh-huh.
I'd have had my picture taken with Paul Hogan. It'd been me and Crocodile Dundee.
I would have had mine taken with Nell Carter from Give Me a Break. I loved her so much.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.